this old world may be too busy to pay much attention to a neighbor and his problems, but the Country Church of Hollywood believes in the doctrine of love thy neighbor as thyself. Won't you step inside and visit with us, friends? Sister Hopkins has got the parson feeding the chickens. But it seems that it's taken him too long. I've heard her calling him several times. I wonder what's keeping the parson out there. Mm-mm. There's Sister Hopkins calling him again. She's standing on the parsonage back gallery. Can you hear her?
Josiah Hopkins. Now, you know you hear me calling you.
All right. I'm a-coming.
You've been saying that for half an hour. Come on now, it's nearly church time.
All right, honey, why don't you tell me it is church time? I was getting me a thought or two out there. I
thought you was feeding the chickens.
Well, I was. Oh, I fed them a long time ago.
That's a mighty funny place to get a thought.
Well, I was just a-watching them eat and scratch and pick each other. You know that old setting hen that's out there under the barn steps?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she come a-tearing out of there, the feathers all turned back a while ago, and you know who I thought of?
Who?
Aunt Lou Salter.
Why, the
idea. And then I see different ones a-passing, you know. There was bankers, and there was farmers, and folks that strut, and I see a lot of them little spring chickens running around there that look like they do spies to wear feathers. Yeah, chickens is funny things.
Wash your hands now and get your coat.
Yeah, I'm just fixing to. No, there ain't nothing nicer than this bucket here. Nice cedar bucket and this gourd and this refreshing water. I don't know, just something about it. I don't know. It just does me good to wash my face in. Where's the towel at, honey?
Well, it was right there this morning. Have you taken it down for anything?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I just use the dishcloth soon to wash your hand.
You come back here, Josiah. You're not going to wipe your hands on my dishcloth. No, you're not.
Well, never mind
about
the
towel. What in the world did
you do with the towel? Don't get your mind on the towel, honey. I wouldn't worry about that. I did sort of dust off the buggy with it.
With my nice, clean towel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. No wonder I can't keep my house tidy. What makes men so no-count at times? I know. Just wrapped up in their own thing.
Now, honey, now, wait a minute.
You know, I'm right, Josiah.
All right.
You were just a-thinking of that old buggy. No thought for my towel.
I didn't want you to get the dust on your dress. Now, you didn't let me give you a chance to tell why I done it. It is for you. Law me, the dust wouldn't hurt me. What do I care about?
But it's your being so interested in your own things. You never think of me and my housework.
Oh. All right. All right, I'll go get the towel if nothing else will do you.
You know, Josiah, when a man's wrapped up in himself, he makes a mighty small package.
If you ain't a sight, and all riled up over a little old hand and face towel.
Now, don't laugh at me, Josiah.
I wasn't laughing at you, honey. I was just thinking of what you said now about a man wrapping himself up in himself. You know, that is sort of like Jasmine Sims, that letter she wrote, that punkin' Santa fella. You know, it's been a sparkin' her, and my, was he mad.
Come on, let's get started for church. You can tell me as we drive along. Oh, dear, I'm so tired, and you upset me so much. Just let me have a lot to do, and you get in a hurry to go somewheres, and you never fail to do something that upsets me, like that towel.
Well, all right, look at that buggy now. Ain't that worth getting the towel dirty to clean it off? Look at it.
Ooh, my, but it did make a difference.
Of course it did, and that ain't all. You know, I'm going to wash that...
No, don't spoil it all now, Josiah, by saying you wash the towel. You men mean well, but you're so absent-minded about doing work.
Get up there. Get up there. Just as well get on. Get on down the road. Honey, you notice Dan likes to pull a clean buggy, too.
Yes, he does. What was that you was fixing to tell me about Jasmine's thing?
Oh, yeah. It's about that set of fella you know that is a sparkin' him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember he used to come out here mighty nigh every Sunday in that new rubber-tired buggy?
Oh, yes. He wore a checkered suit.
Yeah, that's the fella.
Have they broke up?
I reckon they have. You know what Jasmine wrote him in a letter?
No.
And she liked him, too. Yeah, she just overspoke herself. That's what she done. She went on, you see, and thanked him for the flowers that he'd been a-sending there. And the candy that he'd sent her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, the flowers is done all withered up. Get up there. And the candy is done all vanished away. But that puppy that you sent me is a constant reminder of you.
Oh, Josiah.
Wasn't that the awful thing? Now, look at you, Dan Hopkins. You just let me get to laughing and enjoying myself. And what do? Ooh. You go to sliding off the road there now. You know you're right here at the church.
So long, but the soul that is crying.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy.
I'm glad to see you all out to meeting, and you all's getting right along pretty well to that song.
Sure enough, well.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to get yourself sort of tuned up before the regular meeting begins. Of course, I tell Sarah, don't begin till I come. Of course, you all can start whenever you want to. Well, suppose you sort of touch up that piece there. I turn them down in that book. You notice where I turn that? All for me. Well, all right. We might as well start with that one.
My Savior left his throne on high, all for me, even me. He came to bring salvation nigh, 'twas for me, yes, even me. By his own, he had no place that he called home. In sorrow out he walked alone. All for me, yes, even me.
Yes, that's the truth. The Lord sure done a lot for us. And I was just thinking to myself, the other day I was sitting down on the creek and thinking about what a difference it makes when a man has backing. Did you all ever think about the backing that the Lord give people when he come down here? He says, you see, that he come to seek and to save them that was lost. And many poor people in that day and time when he walked around amongst them, nobody had ever paid him no mind, and he sort of touched him, you see, and let him know he was firm and was willing to help him. Brings up in my mind a little thing that happened, so it's sort of touching to me. I reckon I can tell you all about it. We'd been there summers in New Jersey, that place, you see, where they stay at before they go to Hoboken, and they brung us through the state there at night. I don't know, they didn't want nobody to know where we were going. It's awful quiet about everything. It got me up at midnight. Never was so aggravated in my life. We all clem in them coaches and started out. I don't know how many trains there was. See, one right behind the other. And we went through by farmhouses and everything else. And as the touchingest thing happened there, it must have been 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, we was up going up there to where that big city's at. New York's a right good-sized town. You can't see the town, though, for the houses. They've stacked them up on each other, and they never catch up with the hauling. I never got so sick and tired of such a stir in my life. I was glad to get on the boat and get out of there. But before we got there, you see, we was a-coming through, and the moon was a-shining. And I was sitting there looking out, of course. I was a-thinking about Sarah and the children, wondering what her and them 5 little children was doing away down there in Arkansas, where they was at. That's where I left them at. And all of a sudden, I heard this hollering and a cheering and a raring and a snorting and the coaches up ahead of me. And I just looked out, you know, thought the thing had run off the track. What you reckon I saw? There was the sweetest, white-haired old lady standing on the front porch of a little farmhouse right by where the trains run at. And she had a lamp sitting there. And on one side, she had an arm stretched out with the United States flag in it. And on the other side, she had a flag with 4 service stars in it. 4 boys had gone from that farm. And that old white-haired lady was a-throwing kisses. See, she'd bring one hand in, and then the other, a-throwing kisses at us. Do you know the fellas never got over that? There's one fellow overseas there, I remember. He is awful bad off. And when I put my ear down to hear what he said, he says, if you ever see that dear old lady, tell her that her backing up will never get out of my mind. And so, as I was saying, it's the backing up in life that counts.
Contrite
I was just thinking about what the psalmist said. He says that when your ma and pa quit a-backing you, that the Lord would pick you up. Awful precious thought, ain't it? Well, goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.
On your palms, white sinner, longing to be.